Psalm 22, Preface, Part 1. The wounds of Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and Redeemer, are like unto a transparent pane of glass, through which we can see into the fatherly heart of our merciful God, and can read His mind towards us. The sentiment of loving kindness hidden in the Father's heart is revealed to us in the wounds which Christ, our Lord, received in His holy body. In the blood streaming from His veins, we behold the Father's fervent desire for our salvation. In these wounds of Christ, we may take shelter from the storm winds which Satan raises against us, and in these clefts of the Rock of Ages, our soul is more secure than the conies hiding in the high cliffs. He is our physician, who took on Himself our sickness, and who, by His sacred wounds, heals the wounds of conscience and the sores of the soul. For He was wounded for our transgression, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. He came into the world and humbled Himself to be fastened hand and foot to the shameful tree, that we, delivered from bondage, might enter into the glorious liberty of the saints in light. What a desperate struggle our ransom cost Him is pictured to us in the first part of the 22nd Psalm. Prophecy of Christ's Suffering and Glory. To the Chief Musician upon Ajaleth Shahar, a Psalm of David. My God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Why art Thou so far from helping me, and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but Thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But Thou art holy, O Thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in Thee, they trusted, and Thou didst deliver them. They cried unto Thee, and were delivered. They trusted in Thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that He would deliver him. Let Him deliver him, seeing He delighted in him. But Thou art He that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon Thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws, and Thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not Thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste Thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for Thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. Summary. Here Christ Himself personally speaks through David, describing the agony which He suffered in body and soul on the cross. This is indeed so clear and expressive a picture of what transpired on Mount Calvary as there is none other in the Old Testament. He introduces words which He Himself spake, speeches which the high priests and scribes, those strong bulls of Bashan, uttered, and He notices other details, the people wagging their heads over Him, the parting of His garments, and the casting of lots over His seamless coat. All this was spoken long ages before it came to pass. Verily, Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified on Calvary, is God himself. He was before he was born at Bethlehem. He knows all that is to come, and he is able to finish whatever he undertakes to do. His salvation is a sure salvation. Trust him, my soul, and forget not what pangs and sorrows thy salvation cost him, and murmur not if thou must carry the cross after him. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thou Lamb of the Father's own choosing, who didst offer thyself a bloody sacrifice for our sins on the place of skulls without the gate, receive our thanks for thy love beyond measure. Let thy wounds be the solace of our hearts, and thy merits the ornaments of our souls in life and death, that with thy perfected saints on high, we may forever sing thy praise. Amen.